With a sudden rasp, Brendan McGann's turf spade sliced into the bank of earth below his feet. Had he known all that he'd turn up with the winter's fuel, perhaps he would have stopped that moment, climbed up onto the bank, and filled his shed with the uniform sods of extruded turf that a person could order nowadays by the lorry load. But Brendan continued, loosening each sopping black brick with a square-bladed turf spade, tossing it over the bank where it landed with a plump slap. He performed his task with a grace and facility that comes from repeating the same motion times without number. Though his father and grandfather and generations before had taken their turf from the same patch of bog, Brendan never thought of himself as carrying on an age-old tradition, any more than he considered the life cycles of all the ancient primitive plants whose resting place he now disturbed. This annual chore was the only way he'd ever known to stave off the bitter cold that crept under his door each November. Chilblains were the farthest thing from Brendan's mind this unusually sun-drenched late April morning. A steady westerly breeze swept over the bog, chasing high clouds across the watery blue of the sky and teasing the moisture from the turf. "Good drawing today," his father would have said. Brendan worked in his shirt sleeves. His wool jacket, elbows permanently jointed from constant wearing, lay on the bank above his head. He paused, balancing his left arm on the handle of the upright schlien, and with one rolled-up sleeve mopped the sweat from his forehead, pushing away the damp, dark hair that stuck there. The skin on his face and forearms was beginning to feel the first pleasant tightness of a sunburn. Hunger was strong upon him at the moment, but just beyond it was an equally hollow feeling of anxiety. This might be the last year he could cut turf on his own land without interference. The thought of it burned in the pit of his stomach. As he clambered up the bank to fetch the handkerchief from his coat pocket, he searched the horizon for a bicycle. 40 yards away, his younger brother Fintan made a comic figure as he struggled against the weight of a turf-laden wheelbarrow. Fintan dumped his 2 dozen wet sods at the end of a long row, one of many that lent the surface of the bog the temporary texture of corduroy. For a good square mile around them, little huts of footed turf covered the landscape. Here and there on the neighbours' allotments, large white plastic bags bulged with sods dried as hard as dung. "Any sign of her yet?" Brendan shouted to his brother, who raised his shoulders in a shrug and kept at his work. The two men had been hard at it since 9, with only a short tea break mid-morning. Their sister Una was to bring them sandwiches and tea, and pitch in with footing the turf. It was cumbersome, back-breaking work, turning the sods by hand so that they dried in the sun. It would be another month before this lot could be drawn home.